This is a blog post from daddycoda.com. Big ideas don't make up for poor infrastructure. Today was my first code club for this school year and I had all these big plans. If you've been following the blog, you'll have seen some of my thoughts on how I could make my code clubs better, and today I put a bunch of those into practice. The code puzzles idea went great. I'll write a separate post about that. But my big plans to have all the kids use Scratch 2 on the MIT website didn't work so well. We started out by telling them that they had to create users on the Scratch site. This wasn't my original plan. I'd meant to set up users for them so that they could just be handed a username and password as they arrived. That didn't happen. Poor planning on my part. But the big problem was the internet connection. It just wasn't up to the job at all. I don't know exactly why, but sometimes the web responded and sometimes it just waited. And waited. And waited. Without ever sending data to the browser. And of course the computers are so locked down that there's no way I can get a command prompt to diagnose the problem. My best guess is that there's something upstream, probably a proxy server designed to protect the kids, that's overloaded and dropping connections. The school has a slow 1.7 megasecond internet connection, but it doesn't look like a straightforward bandwidth crunch to me. I've seen those, and they're annoying, but they just go slow. They don't stop. So today's club was a lot of kids struggling to create logins, which is a trial in its own right, because most of the usernames are long since taken on the Scratch site, and a lot of kids staring at blank browsers waiting for the internet to respond. Not the triumphant start to Code Club that I'd hoped for. So I guess the message I've learned from this is don't rely on schools having good internet connections. And this is a message for the Code Club people too, because I find a lot of what they produce assumes a great deal from the school's IT that might seem basic to you and me, but in school is not a sure thing. Things like access to Notepad, or the ability to install Python, or a functional internet connection.